We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I think we should just speak to the program to start with. This is the launch, right? From my understanding, you're essentially trying to create a community network
I don't believe we're trying to have the community help law enforcement. We're trying to involve the community in their own safety and issues that they're facing in their community. So we're reaching out to them, giving information that hopefully will be beneficial to them being able to do that, protect themselves when they see something, to say something, but also giving them a forum to talk to the law enforcement officers to understand that perspective as well. So it is a mutual relationship between the community and law enforcement for us all to get where we want to be, and that is communities without crime.
AAG, Buffalo, one of the first cities where you're launching this program. How many other times have you done this, and why was Buffalo chosen?
The last time I did this was in the state of New Jersey, where together with the U.S. Attorney, Philip Selinger, we came together with state, local law enforcement, community groups, faith leaders to figure out how we can build our resilience in communities to stand up to hate. Today was a success. We brought together people from the community, law enforcement, faith leaders. It was a multiracial group here today, multi-generational, multi-faith, and we are all focused on the singular goal of stamping out hate. So today's launch of this program was a tremendous success, and much of the credit goes to U.S. Attorney Trini Ross for spearheading this important effort today.
What do you hope the people that were here today, you know, if there's one or two things that maybe you're hoping they take out of this room with them, what are you hoping that they retain and put into practice?
We're partners. This is our community, this is their community, this is one community. We have to work together for the successes we want in this community. We have to work together to make sure hate is identified, notified, and stomped out in this community. Really, what I want to get out of this is the understanding with our community members that we're here to work with them, and we need them to work with us.
Yeah, and we've got your back. We've got your back. We're not only prosecuting the individual tied to this heinous crime, we are making sure that we do the important work so this community can stand up to hate going forward. And this Justice Department has the Buffalo community's back.
How much is what happened on May 14th here part of the reason that you're here and sort of changed how we have to look at this?
It's a really big part of it. Clearly what happened was 4 months ago. That wasn't that long ago, and yet it seems like such a long time ago. But I think it's really important for the community to know what AAG Clark said. Department of Justice has this community back. When the incident happened, I was on the phone. I was talking to the highest levels of the department, continue to do that as we move forward in different areas of both handling the case and bringing the community into the fold to understand we never want this to happen here or anywhere else again.
But sadly, we know that these crises are not confined to Buffalo, which is why this is a nationwide effort. We're going to be launching United Against Hate programs in every U.S. Attorney office across the country, and we're very proud to be standing here with a successful effort underway here in Buffalo.
I mean, the two of you are acutely involved in the prosecution, and I know you never ask an attorney where you are in the prosecution because you're not going to get the answer you want to hear.
But glad you know that.
What can you tell us at least about the process and the stage we are in the process, if I can reword that a little bit?
Process is moving forward.
I mean, are we getting anywhere? trial or anything like that? Do you have to wait out the local or federal come first? How do we move forward?
Process is moving forward.
And can you talk at least a little bit about what your involvement in the process is, not what you're doing right now, but what your involvement is?
Working to hold perpetrators of hate crimes accountable is a top priority for this Justice Department.
And specifically, that's your job, right? As the civil assistant attorney general, is that right?
Yeah, as the head of the Civil Rights Division, that's what we do every day. We're putting laws like the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act to work to hold accountable those who perpetrate bias-motivated violent crimes in communities across our country.
So are you working specifically with U.S. Attorney Ross on this case, or is it more in a broad stroke sort of sense?
We are partnering in this important case, and most importantly, partnering today to get United Against Hate off the ground to ensure that folks across the Buffalo area are able to stand up to hate going forward.
How would a program like this have prevented what happened in May here?
Folks walked out of this room today knowing who they need to have on speed dial to report hate crimes or hate incidents in their community. They walked away with a better understanding of what a hate crime is and what a hate incident is. That, to me, is success.
I agree.
So it was a decent level of, I guess, reconnaissance that happened with the suspect in the Buffalo shooting, right, where potentially there would have been signs of that the community could have seen and reported before this happened?
I'm not sure I even understand your question.
Were there potentially signs here that could have prevented what happened on May 4th?
Remember, this individual...
If there was...
Perhaps.
And what's great about the program today is we talked about indicators of hate. We talked about symbols of hate. We talked about extremist organizations. And so people walked away from this program together with a heightened level of awareness about how to identify signs of hate in their community going forward.
The two of you heard, I believe, a lot from the people in the audience. What about the other people that were on the internet with this suspect that perhaps helped him? When you hear those kind of concerns from the community, what can you say to them to let them know that it's not just the person who perpetrates a crime like this, but perhaps a support system that will ultimately be prosecuted when possible?
I think I answered that question, right? I answered that question when it was posed by the audience. We continue our investigation, and we gather evidence, and when we have enough evidence of a perpetrator to file charges, that's what we do.
Did you guys didn't get a chance? Do you have a question? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you could tell by the questions that people here are still tense over this, they're angry over this, they're still reeling from this incident. How important is it to have events like this to tell people what to do if they were to experience a hate incident, rather than to just wait that they're angry? How important is it to actually take action?
Yeah.
It seemed like that was a big part of the event today, is explaining how to do that.
Well, as AAG Clark has said, people walked away with information, perhaps information they didn't have before. Included in that information was some of the videos that showed the aftermath of these type of incidents and what it does to communities and families and that sort of thing. So I think it was very beneficial to let the community and the public know we understand that part of it too. While we're laser focused on our prosecution, we also understand the aftermath of incidents like this and how it impacts the community and families and individuals in the country.
And what you saw today is a whole of government response to the problem. You've got the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Civil Rights Division, the Community Relations Service, the FBI standing shoulder to shoulder with the community and state and local law enforcement, making clear that we are enough's enough, that we're going to follow every lead when it comes to holding perpetrators accountable, that we're going to promote prevention to get ahead of this crisis, and we want the community to know that we stand with them. We stand with them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.